Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Funhouse Podcast. It's me, Lindsay, along here with Ryan.
Me, Ryan. What up?
And our friend, Jacob Fullerton.
Hello.
Friend and member of the channel. What? Me? Oh, what? Jacob has cooties.
I do. How'd you know? You don't even want to know how I got them.
Gosh. You know, anyways. So, how was your guys' weekend last weekend, even though now it's Thursday?
Oh, it was a banger.
Banger.
We went to the Ren Fair together.
We did go to the Ren Fair.
I went to Willie Nelson's birthday party.
That's true. I did not go to that.
Well, you should have.
Also, Jacob went to neither of those, but Rick did go to the Ren Fair with us. I love going to the Ren Fair. So glad it's back. Had some mead.
Oh, I love mead.
Ate some scotch eggs.
I need mead.
Yeah.
Do they have
I feel the need for mead.
Need for mead, yeah. Do they have it in more than just cans this year? Because last year I feel like I got
no,
mead.
No, it was just cans, yeah.
I wanted it in like a
I want it on tap as well.
Well, they have all these
horn.
Chalices.
Like a horn, perhaps.
They have chalices you could buy there.
You can pour your...
That's true.
You can pour your mead into your chalice.
I should have brought my own horn.
Also, I do feel like it's still just... so overpriced. A can of mead was $16.
That's why you gotta do like me and Rick and bring your own Jack Daniels in there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we 100%.
Did.
100%. Yeah. You didn't, because I asked you if you did.
No, I didn't. Yeah, well, I didn't, but Ryan did. Ryan looked at me and was like, hey, Rick, you want some of this? And he lifted his shirt and it revealed like a Jack Daniels bottle.
A whole bottle?
And I was like, hell yeah, Ryan, let's fucking go.
A flask of it.
Oh, okay.
A flask. Yeah. They didn't have that in medieval times.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to save money.
I'm a time traveler, what can I say? Yeah. I said my Ween shirt on. I went to go evangelize Ween to the people of the Renaissance. Then who knows how history would be different
if that had happened
in real life. Yeah.
I mean, I brought this and like I could technically probably sneak a lot of alcohol in this.
They would have covered it in gas and set it on fire!
Ween.
Oh my god.
That was
Brian,
great.
Thank you.
You should be in a band.
You should be in Ween.
Should be in Ween.
Would that be like your dream to be in Ween?
Ween dream.
That would be, oh hell yeah. What would my Ween moniker though be? Because there's...
They all have monikers?
Well, there's Dean Ween, Gene Ween, and then there used to be Mean Ween.
You'd be Rye Ween.
Rye Ween? Yeah, okay.
Rye Ween.
Just keep it simple. Yeah, just go.
Keep it simple. And Jacob...
Wait, did you say Rye Ween or
No,
right wing. A right wing. Right wing wing.
No. Rick out of left field with a right wing. thank you for laughing more than you should have at that. So Jacob did go see Star Wars this weekend in theaters.
Oh, yeah,
a Star Wars film
you've never
weekend.
Seen before.
Yeah. I know. I was like, maybe I'll see Evil Dead Rise this weekend, which I do really want to see. Yeah. No, I went to go see Return of the Jedi.
You're doing special theatrical runs, right?
Now,
yeah.
Jacob.
Some anniversary.
I think because, like, I think... Today, the day this podcast is coming out is the 4th. Today's the last day.
May the 4th. This is a Star Wars special episode.
That's all I did this weekend was a bunch of Star Wars bullshit.
Now, Jacob, as someone like you, who I can imagine has seen that movie just countless times.
Yeah, of course. I love that movie.
I assume so. Now, do you get anything new out of seeing Return of the Jedi in the theater? Or is it just kind of like a good old trip down memory lane? Or are you like, whoa, wow, I didn't realize there was the
counter question before Jacob answers. I mean, so something like, you know, Avatar 2, and you go see it again after you've already seen it.
Which
what
I've
do
done.
You, well, that's different,
you,
okay? Because Avatar 2 transports you to another land and planet.
Yeah.
Now, God bless George Lucas, but I don't think he had the technology to really transport me all the way to Tatooine or whatever the fuck.
He did his darndest because, if anything, watching it on a big screen was great, awesome. Also, thank you for name-dropping planets. I always appreciate
that.
Tatooine.
It's the only one I know,
yes, very
so
good, very
not
good.
That impressive.
It is the easiest one. But watching it on a big screen, you really notice all those like terrible Blu-ray editions and stuff that George did and stuff. Like it's like, oh, Jabba's palace. Oh, there's a little Doug walking by on his hands.
Yeah.
And like, oh, R2 got shot and is like popping open and stuff. He's got these awful little CG claws that are waving around. I'm like, ugh, it looks so bad. And then at the end, Darth Vader does, like, you know, he picks up the Emperor and he throws him into a pit.
What?
A spoiler alert, sorry. But now...
Yeah, you can never complain about me spoiling anything again. You just spoiled Star Wars.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, everybody watching who hasn't seen it yet. But, like, before the Blu-ray, Darth Vader picks up the Emperor throws him in the pit, silent. The music's awesome. It's like the most incredible moment. So yeah. satisfying. But now they have it. So right before he picks him up, and he's watching Luke get zapped by lightning, Vader goes, "No." And then he picks up the Emperor, goes, "No."
Why?
It's so stupid. I hate it.
Why'd they do that?
Because George Lucas is crazy.
That's true.
He's perfecting his masterpiece. Yeah.
Well.
But watching the movie, though, it was so fun. And I didn't like seeing it so big and loud, I think, just kind of heightened all the emotions. And I was like, wow, I haven't like watched a Star Wars movie in a while and be like, oh, Yoda's dying.
It's an epic experience, right?
Yeah.
It's like epic.
Yeah. Definitely. Well,
Jacob, I didn't bring you here just to go on and talk about the Star Wars movies. I brought you here for a very specific reason.
Specific
Ryan,
reason.
I think you're going to be very excited about this.
Okay.
Oh, is it time for the segment?
Survivor? You're caught
Roll
up on
intro.
Survivor.
Roll the intro.
Oh, my God. No shit. Is it really a Survivor?
No!
Oh! You got tricked.
Oh, wow. All right. This is a new game you're excited about.
This is a game that just came out. Jacob's been playing it.
That's great.
A lot of people have been playing it. I've been watching Jacob play it a lot. But also, there's some stuff going on with it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to give us the down low and tell us a little bit about the game.
And the last week or two that you've been talking about this game, every time my mind does a mind fuck on me, and I'm like, oh, wow, they're doing a Star Wars-based version of Survivor
game, right?
The CBS show that
no,
I love.
No, they're not.
No, it has nothing to do with my show, my favorite show.
Well, Jeff is in the game.
What? Is he really?
Yeah, he's the Sith Lord.
Is he really?
No.
Oh.
What the? You're confusing
me
again.
Me going.
No, I don't think Jeff knows Star Wars exists.
Okay.
He lives on those islands.
He lives on an island, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want your opinions, and I'll ask you some questions. So, one, I mean, how has your experience been so far playing the new game?
Oh, man. Well, I am really enjoying it, but right on top, it's got, like, crazy performance issues on PC.
Oh.
Which I'm sure a lot of people have been dealing with. Like I tried to stream it and it like shut my stream off because it was
some
overloading
performance issues myself.
Really?
Nothing. I was just
you talked about yours plenty.
Shitty jokes.
I was like, do you want to talk about that on the podcast?
Not live on the air.
Don't you donate sperm all the time?
And it takes me
You're
longer.
You're virile.
He's like a factory over here, a performance factory.
Oh God. But yeah, it's got some like crazy performance issues, but like, when it's not having those issues, I'm having such a good time. It's
Are
so
you
fun.
Getting crashes a lot? Is the game crashing for you?
There's only, like, I think it was Saturday I was playing. I got this short period of, like, 3 crashes in quick succession. I think those are the only crashes I've had. It was really annoying
because
the game doesn't save very often.
Speaking of crashes, I saw Dave Matthews at Willie Nelson's birthday last night.
Crash!
That's kind of just a little side note.
How is he doing?
He's okay.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about him.
Yeah, they're done pooping in the river or whatever.
It's the only thing I can contribute to this, though.
Pooping
I have no
in
idea.
The river.
Well, okay. you've taken the position of Lindsay for the Survivor.
Well,
Survivor
but I'm asking, I don't really know anything about the game, so I'm asking about, I just know it's a popular game. I mean, I watched him play it a little bit, and I played a little bit of the first one on the stream a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm just curious because, like, it's like, should somebody like me get the game where
oh,
I'm...
Oh, my God. Lindsay, you'd love it.
Like, really?
There's, like, a lot of them in this game. There's kind of one main planet where it's, like, really big and explorable, but there's a ton of, like, kind of Breath of the Wild-ish puzzle rooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's the shit that I do
There's
like.
A lot of, like, puzzle platforming in this game where it's, like, you have all these pieces and you have to figure out how to interact with them to get from, like, A to B. And they had some of that in the last game too, but I feel like they stepped it up this time.
Now,
so
why
lots
is it,
of puzzles.
Why is it called Survivor?
No,
yeah, you're
actually
like
I'm
a,
curious about that too.
Well, because like when you're in this game as a Jedi, you do travel to this remote planet.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you meet up with all these other Jedi, and you play some mind games, some immunity challenges, you might call them. And then at the end, you have a Jedi council and vote off the least capable
Jedi. You are lying to me. It took me halfway through that fake monologue.
You
to
were like
that.
Staring at me, just eating this all up.
God.
Oh my God. I
well,
should
I would,
lie
I would play that game for one. Someone out there, please make it. George.
Oh, real answer. You could just tell George to make a video game.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that controls the rights to the video game.
Real answer. You're like a Jedi. They're like all being hunted down. You got to survive.
Yeah. So it's like Highlander or The One with Jet Li?
Sure.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not. It's closer to that than it is to actual
Don't
Survivor.
Lie to me.
Okay, yeah. So you're in. I mean, there are so many Star Wars video games, as we know, because you played half of them on this channel.
There's not even half of them.
Yeah,
probably.
Barely. I probably played like 10% of them.
Yeah, so I mean, like, when the new game comes out, are they basically, is it kind of like Legos or something where they're just going to at some point make every kind of game you can make in just with the Star Wars IP? Or is it like different in any way from the millions of other Star Wars games? Or is it just more of the same?
I feel like a lot of Star Wars games are already different from each other. Like you got games where you're like, it's like piloting and stuff. Like you fly spaceships.
Okay.
And other games where it's like a first-person shooter. Or this one where it's like a third-person action
And the one
game.
That we were playing, or that we've been watching you play, the Academy one.
It's closer to that. Like, okay. It's third-person, you have a lightsaber, and you run around and do stuff. But that game doesn't have any puzzles. Like, Jedi Academy is like a... It's a game that I'm very nostalgic for, but is kind of garbage at the same time.
That's why that's what makes it good for us.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
You guys use the word puzzles in such a looser way than I do.
It's like logic puzzles. Like you have to figure out, what button do you have to click, and then does that turn this light on? And then it's
okay,
like
yeah,
that kind
but
of stuff.
But it's not. It doesn't look like a puzzle in the game. It's like it's all of a sudden you guys go into a room and you're like, oh, this whole room's a puzzle.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I'm like
an environment.
And if I just went in there, I go, oh, I'm in a room and I have to turn on the light.
Yeah, it's like almost like closer to like an escape room or something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like it's like, oh, you walk into a room and you see that like there's you find the things you can interact with. Like you see that there's a door that's closed because it's blocked by a thing. Uh-huh. So you got to figure out like what things in the room need to like change in order for that door to be unblocked.
Okay, yeah. So I would hate this game.
Sometimes I would go in and I would see that the door is blocked and I go, guess I can't go that way. And then I figure out how else I'm going to get out of there.
This is one of those games that we played a lot on the channel where basically it's like the game is like, figure out how I work. And that's the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just wandering around doing nothing. But the game is for you to figure out the rules to me. And I'm like, why? Tell me the rules.
Figure out
you.
The rules to
no,
me.
It feels satisfying, though. Because
sure, I like some puzzles.
There
games.
Are times when I see the puzzles. I'm like, oh, Lindsay would like this one. Lindsay would like all these puzzles.
What?
There's a lot of just fun puzzles in this.
So do you think that they're going to... Like, fix some of the optimization stuff?
I mean, I'd hope so.
Because there was already, like, one patch, right?
Massive.
Because like, I don't want to get it until, like, it feels like it's worth it and it's good and I'm not going to have a shitty experience.
Yeah, like, I think there was
already
a patch.
And Ryan doesn't
want to
get it until they take out the puzzles.
Until Jeff Probst is...
No story, no puzzles, only Jeff.
Yeah, only like, Jeff Probst.
Maybe they'll make Jedi.
Hey,
maybe they'll make a mod where you could just swap out the character model with Jeff. And you just run around as him with a lightsaber.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Or it's a tiki torch or whatever, and you hit people with it or something.
I didn't mean
I
to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I'm open to questions because I've just been playing it all weekend. It's been a good time. But yeah, sometimes I've had some like frame rate drops and stuff. But I have like a really beefy PC too. So it's been kind of like crazy.
Is it also have crashes on like, because it's on console as well, isn't it?
I think like, I don't know about crashes. I know there's still been like just stuttering and stuff. Like Patrick texted me this weekend, like I finished it. I was like, how did you do that?
Patrick finished it. Yeah, I wanted to call him for this episode. He's a little busy right now.
He's a little busy right now.
But because he finished it, he has said I had to get that done before I got other chores.
Oh, yeah. I think he like mainlined the story. And I just get distracted by everything. Cause there's all these little nooks and crannies to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like every time there's a little extra thing, a little treasure box with some kind of goodie inside, it's always like... Just a little puzzle to get there. So it's always you got to think a little more to actually get all the goodies and stuff, which has been fun.
You got to do a puzzle before the puzzle?
No, sometimes there's like treasure and little treasure chests.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you can like see puzzles. It in the distance. It's like, okay, well, how do I got to like traverse this whole room to get up there?
Got it.
And stuff. So like you can just go from A to B, just do the story stuff without really having to think about it too much. But if you really want to get all the goodies out of it, you have to do all these puzzles.
This is the kind of game that, makes those little connections in your brain. They go, phew, all the sparks are flying. Yeah. But I don't want to, catch anybody's brain on fire.
Yeah.
Too many signals.
Well, that's cool. But also swinging around the lightsaber is super cool, too.
Wait a minute. You're playing with a lightsaber?
You're a Jedi. It's called
in the
Jedi
game.
Survivor.
Not in real life. Not like that.
I was saying you had like a controller that was like a Jedi, like a lightsaber controller that you're like swinging around, and that's how you're playing this game.
That'd
now.
Be fucking sick.
That'd be exhausting.
Advanced. Yeah, that'd be.
You could probably do VR Jedi shit.
No, there is some VR Jedi stuff.
Should we get Ryan to do some Jedi VR shit?
We should. There's like a you
Clear
know the
out
game
the room.
Like you know the game Blade and Sorcery. It's like a medieval VR.
I feel like I've heard of that,
one.
Yeah.
But there's a mod for it that puts a bunch of Star Wars stuff in it, and it's like super cool because you get the lightsaber
in
your
hand. Blade and...
Blade and Sorcery.
All right, we'll have to try that.
Yeah, but there's
out,
some cool
see.
Star Wars mods. In
you
there.
Like VR, right?
I love VR.
Yeah, so... Well, you know what we haven't done on this channel in a long time?
VR.
Putting
Ryan in VR, specifically.
Blade and Sorcery, and then...
the genre of game.
And then we'll follow it up with some, you know, like, Tilt Brush, so you can create some porn.
Yeah, create some porn, get banned from PlayStation again.
I've gotten way better at that, by the way.
Getting banned from PlayStation?
Or creating porn.
My porn.
Your porn?
My art, as I should say.
Your porn's gotten better.
What are your hours that you're practicing that?
What do you mean?
When are you practicing your porn?
I'm here from 9 to 5. What's the other times I'm awake?
What's the other times I'm awake?
Dang,
the rest
drop,
of the time I'm awake.
I should drop Jedi Survivor and try making porn.
Some VR porn.
Yeah.
I make other things, but, you know, I am fascinated by the human anatomy.
It's pretty fascinating.
Some would say obsessed.
Fascinating.
We're talking about Star Wars. There is a lady with six boobs in Return of the Jedi.
What?
Is Jabba the Hutt just one giant, like,
phallic?
He's a Hutt. How does he have sex with Princess Leia?
Oh,
do we ever
do
see
that?
That?
No, she's just his pet.
Just his pet.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
Hutts,
describe
Hutts
it to
are,
me in
Hutts
detail.
Hutts are hermaphrodites, their race.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
So.
I think okay. He just sits there and does nothing.
He just sits there and does nothing.
Yeah, he just sits
How
in
are
Hutt.
More Hutts born?
I don't know. They're just going to make some more.
See, that's what I want to. I want to see like the everyday.
Oh, Hutts, like.
Day in, day out, live, you know, like the mumblecore version of Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Where you're just hanging out with a Jabba the Hutt family over the course of a weekend and see what they're doing in their life. What's the...
Jabba the Hutt family meaning like just mom and dad? Or are you talking about the Dasilajic Tyr crime family?
What did you just say to me?
Jabba looked great on the big screen. I will say that.
I'll say, I don't know.
I was looking at him
either.
Like, how many people are inside that puppet?
How
looks
many?
Awesome. I think there was like four or something. Somebody controlling the tail. God. He got both arms. The eyes like move and stuff.
Were they little people?
No, like regular sized people just crammed inside.
Damn.
I mean, the hut, it's big.
It's a big hut.
Big hut. It's like, you know, those jet dragons.
Yeah.
In...
There's a Rancor in Return of the Jedi, and there's like the big monster, remember, in the dungeon that eats the Twi'lek lady?
Sure, yeah.
Ula.
Yeah.
But there's one of those in Jedi Survivor, and it was really hard to fight because it wasn't a big stop-motion puppet.
How about the frog?
Oh, Ogdo Bogdo?
The spawn of Ogdo.
Spawn of Bogdo?
Ogdo Bogdo?
Yeah, there's a frog in Jedi Fallen Order. That's the game before Jedi Survivor.
Okay.
There's a big frog named Ogdo Bogdo.
I was playing against him on the stream a lot.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. And it's like kind of a bullshit fight the first time you fight it. It's horrible.
It's a hard fight.
Yeah. But then they introduce another boss in Jedi Survivor called Spawn of Ogdo or Spawn of Bogdo. I don't remember.
Spawn of Ogdo.
Spawn of Ogdo. And it's somehow worse. Somehow
it's,
far worse.
Yeah, it's really bad. I was watching Jacob Wipe a lot.
Yeah.
We should fight Ogdo Bogdo while listening to Frog on the Floor by 100 Gex.
You think that'll make it easier?
Their new album, 1,000 Gex.
1,000 Gex?
I'm sorry, 10,000 Gex.
10,000 Gex.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 10,000 Maniacs.
Yeah, will that make it easier or harder?
I remember 10,000 Maniacs, and it'll make it easier.
Okay,
you'll
get
in the zone.
Because right after you beat Spawn of Ogdo, you can do this thing where you fight Ogdo Bogdo and Spawn of Ogdo at the same time.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. These are the days. That's what I thought the song was when I was thinking of it. When
yeah.
It said
You're thinking of
the
10,000 Maniacs song?
These are the days we remember.
They added that as that's the song that plays in Jabba's Palace now in the Blu-ray version.
Wow. Did you know? Did
know
you
know?
The more
anymore.
You know.
The worst thing about watching this Star Wars movie was I couldn't not, like, because it's Return of the Jedi, so I see R2 and 3PO in the desert, and all I think about is me and Patrick doing the same scene where they're walking in the desert and they knock on the door and stuff. And then Max Rebo's there and fucking Bib Fortuna. When I see Bib Fortuna, all I see is John in that horrific outfit.
Yeah.
And then like...
What about... You don't think of me as Max Rebo?
Of course I thought of you
okay,
as Max Rebo.
Good.
Max Rebo's just like, you playing music. That's what you did in the video.
Yeah, we're jizz musicians.
Yeah, jizz musicians. But then I see Yoda and it's like such a... like emotional scene because he's like sick and dying, but it's fucking All I see is Minch. All I could think
all
of
you
is
can
Minch
think of is Minch.
And how gross now, Minch is.
I want to go listen to some hardcore acid jizz.
Acid jizz.
I don't want to detract, but like I was looking up, you know, Bib Fortuna just to see if one of the pictures in the search is John.
It's John.
Because when you look up Jason, how do you spell it? How was it? Was it spelled like that?
Jake Sully.
Jake, not Jason.
Oh, Jake Sully. From
yeah,
Avatar.
I was like Jason Sudeikis. Yeah,
Jake. So when you look it up, the third picture is a picture of Charlotte.
Yeah.
In blue.
Really?
I'm like, what a show.
There we go. See, so if you want to show this.
Look, the third picture
is
Charlotte.
Yeah, all your stuff is showing in case.
That's nice SEO.
Yeah.
I see you. And then the fifth one is Elise. So, Funhouse out here represents. I was just seeing if when we looked him up, we would see John Smith.
It's so funny.
But we don't, so.
It's, yeah. It's so funny that Charlotte shows up before Elise, who actually dressed up as Neytiri.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, that's just a fun little Easter egg out there for you internet goers.
Yeah.
Now, we can move on soon. But, Jacob, I just wanted to know if you had, like, stuff on your wish list for this game. Like, what do you want to see happen with this game? What kind of stuff could they do to, like, prolong the life, you know, of the game?
Oh, they could probably just add some like story DLC or anything. I just want them to fix all the bugs.
Okay.
I had a bug
wish
where,
list number one bugs fixes.
Yeah, I had a bug where there's like stances in the game. It's like different saber stances. So like you have like your one with your single blade, one with the double bladed lightsaber, one with you have two lightsabers at the same time.
Yeah.
But there's one where, like I got a new one. I don't want to like spoil what it is. I mean it was in the trailer, so it's not that big a deal. But I got this new stance and I was so excited to use it, but because I had remapped my controls to make it more like Elden Ring, just didn't work. So if you had remapped your controls at all, the new stance doesn't work. Like there's a button you have to push to do a specific thing and it just doesn't work. So I had to reset it to the default controls.
And you had to relearn
how to play the game to
so
use
some
this new
better customization.
Design. Yeah, or just make it so that it doesn't break. you remap your controls.
Was there story DLC for the first one?
No.
No. Was there any kind of DLC or life expansion?
No, I think it just came out. They added like kind of like an arena thing. You could like make these challenges for yourself and fight a bunch of like whatever enemies you want to fight and stuff. And like that was kind of cool. They had a new game plus.
Would it be cool if they did like multiplayer on those games?
Oh, that'd be sick. Fight each other?
Yeah, fight each other or like.
You could do that in Jedi Academy.
Or like, you know how there's GTA RP? You could do Star Wars RP.
Ooh, that'd be Star
that'd
Wars
be
RP.
That'd be fucking cool, yes. Dude. We could live in Star Wars world.
I would love to live in Star Wars world.
Do people still play Swooter?
Star Wars The Old Republic?
Yeah.
I think so. I played for a little while, a couple of years ago.
I played like a decade ago.
It's
like, you know World of Warcraft?
Yes.
This is Star Wars World of Warcraft. Yeah. So it's an massive MMO.
I played with Bruce and Rahul, and we were like all Sith, like just going around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I believe it. My Sith was, he was a Chiss.
he was a Chiss.
Yeah. A what?
He's like a blue guy with red eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was fun. In a lot of video games, and I feel like whenever you have the option to turn to the dark side in a Star Wars story.
You do it.
I mean, it's fun, but it always equates to just, like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
So all you do is just be mean to people.
Yeah. Well, same thing with Red Dead, right? It's like you can become, like, a bad guy by choosing or your reputation or whatever. It's outlaw or whatever the opposite of that is.
Yeah, whatever. Red Dead's cool, too. That's what I like about this Jedi Survivor game is there's kind of this old West town that you hang out all the time.
Oh, that's cool.
There's an old cantina. That your friends are working at?
A Star Wars Western movie would also be cool to see.
I mean,
do they do that in any of the shows?
There's
that old
like,
Western town with that Tony.
Tony Mando?
No, Oliphant. Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah, he's like.
Yeah.
He's
the marshal.
Yeah, and it's like there's a little old town.
Is this a Star Wars show?
It's in a Star Wars. It's in Boba Fett.
That was in Mandalorian season 2. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it was also in another one of those shows. It was in one of the other ones.
Technically, the whole entire Star Wars is kind of influenced on, old Westerns
and Samurai.
Flash Gordon and Kurosawa and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool, though.
All the influences.
They need to have it more on the nose.
I mean, like, what's it? The first episode of, like, season 1 of Mandalorian is the door of a bar opening up and a guy standing there
with
like music playing and I'm like, Is this on the nose enough?
Yeah, right.
Do you need to put a cowboy hat on the Mandalorian's
his
head?
His little blasters.
Well, it does subvert, you know, the black hat, white hat thing. You know, all the stormtroopers are white and they're evil.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Thank you, Star Wars, for at least doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
way different.
Yeah, Jedi Survivor, I just want them to fix a lot of the bugs. Because it's kind of a shame, because if it had just been in the oven a little longer
really?
And come out and, like, not had all these problems, it's, like, so good.
Yeah.
It would have just been just praise. But now it's, like, it's getting, like, review bombed on Steam and stuff.
Really?
And it's, like, and, yeah. Sounds punishing.
Like, this, the main focus of all the news about this game is how buggy it is. Instead of about how great the actual content of the game is.
I mean, it makes sense. So there's probably tons of people out there that are upset that they're using the Survivor name and IP.
Exactly.
And it's misleading. The people, it's all bait and switch thing going on. Everyone is tuning in for Jeff Probst. They're not getting him at all.
Yeah. And so, there is a showmance in the game, though. So that's pretty
cool.
There
is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Good showmance. I don't want to spoil it. You got to play it.
He's never going to play.
Yeah. You got to play it to see what the Jedi Survivor showmance is.
What is their two characters' names? Or what's the one that, like, when they form together?
Would it be
what's the benefit
for everybody watching? Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
He'll tell you later.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, I know you're still going to keep playing it. You're close to, how close are you to finishing it?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
Because you don't know. Patrick speed ran it.
Yeah, Patrick really speed ran it, but I get distracted.
And you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, enjoying the journey, enjoying the ride. And I look forward to watching you play it more.
Yeah.
We hang out in Discord and Jacob streams it, and so we watch him play it.
Yeah.
That's an enjoyable experience. And I feel like I've been playing it because I'm watching him do it, and he's going to be way better than I would be at it. So
you definitely, I feel like you'd enjoy this game a lot.
I'm sure I would.
All the puzzles and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Would, like, you mind streaming yourself watching Jacob play the game so I could watch you watching Jacob, and then it can, the
will
circle
just be like
won't
a tiny,
be unbroken?
The circle will now be complete, as Darth Vader would say. Yeah.
Or as Willie Nelson said last night.
Oh, wow. You think Willie Nelson's a Sith Lord?
I'll be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. Okay.
Well, thanks for giving us your simping for Jedi Survivor updates.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to watching him play more of the game. If you guys are playing the game, let us know your thoughts. I want to know what people are thinking of the game and how they're enjoying it. And yeah, like, what would be cool to see out of that game? Like, if they ever, you know, did cool updates.
Y'all want to see a Star Wars-based Survivor game based on the hit CBS show Survivor, let George Lucas know down in the comments so that he can make that happen.
You know, tag George Lucas.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. not at all.
Well, we'll be right back after this little quick ad break. A word from our sponsors. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Ever heard of data brokers? Well, they're the middlemen who collect and sell all the digital footprints you leave behind, including things like your browsing history, online searches, and location data. Then they sell your data to a company who then delivers you a targeted ad. They go, I saw what you're doing. I think you want this. Well, I would like to keep my data private. So to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, and that makes it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on the public Wi-Fis. So make sure your online activity and data is protected with the best VPN money can buy. Visit expressvpn.com/funhouse right now to get 3 extra months free through our special link. That's ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN.com/funhouse. Go to expressvpn.com/funhouse to learn more. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. It's the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. I don't know about y'all, but it seems to me that the price of eggs, gas, even movie tickets are on the rise due to inflation. I would be online shopping and I would see something for like $245. And when I look at a review of it from 2 or 3 years ago, they're like, this is $180. Inflation! When I find myself in a situation where I find a good deal on something, I feel like a kid opening gifts on their birthday. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that searches the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your carts. And it's so easy to use. When you're checking out on your favorite sites, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. Like I said earlier, I've been shopping online and I've been seeing stuff that's like way higher than it used to be. I go, that's too much money. But I'll click on the little coupon and go, oh, or I'll click on the little Honey guy and he'll show me coupons. I'll be like, you want to save $5 on this pair of shoes? And I go, yes, I need to. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/FHpod. That's joinhoney.com/FHpod. Do you take millions of photos only to let them sit in your phone or get lost in your files? What if you could put all of your photos, including those random camera roll pics, under one gorgeous frame? Well, you can. With a connected frame from Aura. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, The Strategist, and featured in hundreds of gift guides, Aura frames are guaranteed to make mom or grandma or Lindsay smile. An Aura frame brings all your photos and videos together in one stunning high-resolution display where your mom can really enjoy them, aka not in a group text or on social media. Preload any frame with meaningful memories and a special message that will appear as soon as it's set up. Invite the whole family to add to the frame and feel close from anywhere. I think that is so cute. Such a good gift idea for moms and grandmas and anybody, really. I know that we got the Aura frame here at Funhouse and we use it as set decoration, show all these really cool, behind the scenes shots that nobody gets to see. And it's a beautiful frame. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Our viewers and listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code FHPOD to get up to $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling Carver mat frames. This deal ends on May 14th, so don't wait. Terms and conditions apply. That's soon out there, so go get those Aura frames. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I loved hearing about this opinions of a Star Wars aficionado, of some pop culture that's happening right now. But now we're here to, chat about what's going on here at Funhouse. It's the beginning of a month. It's the beginning of a new month. So there's always lots
of time of the month again.
Lots of stuff happening. So I have some Funhouse May updates, exciting things to look forward to that's coming from Funhouse this month. And one of the first ones being pretty soon, we're going to go film some BTS adventures. So we're getting out of here and we're going to go film I won't say full mockumentary, but we're going to do a fun experience. And you know what it is, but I'm trying not to spoil it for the
viewers. You say mockumentary. I mean, there's no mocking about it. This is a real fun adventure we're going to have. And then we're going to make a little video about it.
We are. But I don't want to say documentary because we're not documentarians. But
I would say we're more documentarians.
Really?
I would call it an event, if anything.
An event?
Yeah.
Yeah, a filmed event that will be made into a video.
Yes, and we'll give our thoughts and opinions on it. But I'm excited about that because we don't get to do this kind of thing very often. We're going to leave our office and go do something. So I think they can look forward to that.
Hell yeah.
Also coming up next week, there's a community event that we're going to do in the Rooster Teeth Discord. It's in a collaboration effort to promote the Must Be Dice newest season, which is Us in Space. It's me, John, and Bones. Have you seen any of this?
Forbidden Planet?
Yes. Have you seen Bones' nasty character
and
stuff?
I saw the makeup. I have not seen
the pile of cigarettes that he had by the end of it. And his character name is Gucciolone. And he is always talking about how he's covered in goo and stuff. It's really funny and really nasty. And I'm like, I wish I could be nasty with my character.
Sorry.
I was just going to say real quick that we are doing a community event where we're going to play No Man's Sky in the Discord and hang out with people and go to a planet that everybody can come to. And that is next Wednesday on the 10th.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. Sorry, you were going to say something.
Well, I have lent my voice to, what is it called? Fuck. The Tales of the Stinky Dragon podcast.
Yeah. Over on Rooster Teeth,
Maine, I guess. Yeah. And I had never watched it or I didn't know it existed until now I'm participating. And it's funny because I did two episodes. Professor Quill, right?
Okay.
That's my name. And then it wasn't until, you know, so I and I did the voice, whatever, and I did two episodes of it. And then they go, oh, yeah, by the way, this is what your character looks like. And they showed me. And it's insane. It's just like, and for one, I have no eyeballs.
How do we see what you're preferring?
Yeah, I'll show you right now. It's I'm like a rooster. It's like my the face of a rooster with no with no eyeballs, and I have tentacles. I'm like an octopus chicken. It's disturbing, but I certainly did not envision in my mind when I was doing my voice that I looked like this.
He's looking for a picture of his character on the stinky Tales from the Stinky
Dragon. It's a big brain with like Toucan
Sam.
Oh, that's
sick though. Can you, can we just show this? I mean,
it's a brain with Toucan Sam's mouth and then tentacles, like squid tentacles coming out of it.
Yeah, that's cool. That looks sick.
That's me.
That's you?
That's me.
Man, I was just like this old dragon lady on that show once.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I think it was like a grandma dragon guardian lady. I forget what she looks like even, so.
I feel like I went too, I kind of had a high voice the first episode, and then I kind of switched to, I was like, I'm not, if I'm going to keep
doing
this.
Can you do it? Give us a little sample?
Well, now my voice is just, I'm just going straight normal. I'm just like, hi, I'm Quill.
Oh.
You know, no, no.
Nothing.
Normal.
Mine, you want to hear mine?
Please.
She was like, where are you? Oh, don't touch my stones.
Okay.
Oh, what will you give to me?
Now, that was great. Yeah. When you did your 20th episode of that, were
I've
you
only
like,
done two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. I was planning for the future.
I'm sure the first one sounded different because I don't remember, but I just remember that was the last one that I did was very much like this. But it was fun. So yeah, Must Be Dice, the Forbidden Planet. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm excited to see that.
It was a lot of fun.
I love that Bones is a character.
Yeah, and then so that No Man's Sky. I'm looking forward to playing some No Man's Sky. You've never played it, but
now you. I want to say I watched you do this for a second or something. At some point, it looked kind of fun.
I think we did a couple streams of it last summer when we were still doing like remote streams, like me and Jacob and Rick probably did it a few times. I know Charlotte.
Charlotte's a big fan, right?
Yeah, she's big No Man's Sky head.
Okay.
And me too. I had a lot of fun with it too. I just have not played in a long time. So I'll have to freshen up. And everybody who wants to play will have to freshen up and hop back into No Man's Sky and come find our community planet that we're going to make. It's going to be cool.
That's right. Okay, because it's kind of like Minecraft-y like that, right? Where you guys can all meet together.
You can all meet together, yeah. And then... like you can go from planet to planet and from system to system, like it's
and that's when Charlotte was like what name do you want this planet to be? And we were naming planets, right?
Maybe so. Was that a thing?
I think that was the same
that
thing.
That sounds like it. Sounds like
and other people can go to those named planets.
Can if they have the planet code or whatever. They can punch it into their system.
Well, I named some planets out there, so. We should all go meet up there.
We should figure out what those planets were and go see who's done what on them. The next thing that I want to talk about that's happening this month, and I don't have too many details on it yet, but I think we're going to have a bonus stream this month.
Okay.
I think it's going to be in honor of Zelda. But that's all the details I have as of recording this podcast. But I should have more soon. So if I'm not telling you anything right now, come check out the stream that's on Thursday, the 4th, because we might have more information then. But if we do a bonus stream, it will be fun.
You want a fun fact?
What?
Did you know that Zelda is actually the name of the princess?
And what?
That Link is the name of the main character.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Commonly misconfused.
Wow.
Yeah. So see, I can teach you guys a little thing about video games every once in a while too.
But Zelda's so cool when he's jumping around. With
nope.
Oh,
you said he as
referring
to Zelda.
Fuck.
Oh,
Zelda
is
actually
Link,
the princess.
And Link is Zelda.
It's very much similar to Frankenstein's monster, if you're, you know.
Yeah, but Frankenstein is so scary with those bolts in his
neck. That's the doctor who made him.
Oh.
He's just the monster. Let's move on.
Okay.
This is too complicated.
So, yeah, that we might have a little bonus stream when that game comes out. So be on the lookout for information about that.
Okay.
That will be really exciting and fun. And we've got more Kingdom Hearts coming up. Ryan loves playing Kingdom Hearts.
During the Zelda one, could we have a every like hour we'll all do the Macarena?
Okay.
So it's like it's the time for the Macarena of time. it's time for the time for the Macarena. What about how awesome would that be? Lindsay, for audio listeners,
I have no
idea
where you're going with that.
Lindsay's rubbing her face for our audio listeners. She wasn't happy with that last comment.
Anyways, Ryan has to play more Kingdom Hearts later this month.
Uh-huh.
It's coming
up. Must.
It's on the,
get my fix in.
Tuesday live streams that we do over on the Funhouse YouTube channel. And then later this month, I don't know when it's going to come out, but it might come out in June. But John Holland and I, this was a live stream when we did our marathon stream back in February. This was one of our little milestone goals. Like, uh-huh. If we get X amount of new members, John and I are going to do this. We are finally have time and resources to put it together, and John and I are going to have a cook-off.
I've heard, this has been a long time in the
making. Ryan's participating in some level. We don't know exactly what yet.
I'm eating.
You might be eating. Perfect. But I'm excited to finally get recording that because you want to know a secret? It's not a secret. John's going to be a better cook than me. He's going to win.
You can't just give up before this goddamn thing even starts. Just saying, you have to make it
if it was baking or something,
for the people at home.
I don't know. I mean, I just think he's going to be better.
Here, how about this? Well, let's plan a whole thing where I sabotage his food beforehand. Yes. So no matter what, yours will be better.
Okay, but don't accidentally sabotage mine.
All right. Well, now we can't put this podcast out, though, too. We have to hold this till after the recording of Cook-Off.
He's not going to watch. But I'm excited for that because, we'll actually put our skills to the test and see who's best. I make good food, though. I guess you haven't had anything.
I've eaten some of your food, and it's always been tasty.
Oh, good. I like to cook. I'm a breakfast cooker, though, so I like a big brunch. There's also a brand new open house that just came out a few days ago, and that is for our YouTube members over on the YouTube Funhouse channel, the Funhouse YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then for anybody who doesn't know what open house is, it's a video. Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, we have different prompts from the audience. People ask questions.
They ask questions.
And then we give off the top of our head, we say our answers, and then we visualize some of those with Photoshops and animations.
That's a great way to describe it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And so, we might look at your questions on, a podcast like this or even on the community tab and respond to them in the comments or answer them on the podcast. But open house is kind of special because it's a little bit more of a creative produced video.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions are handpicked by our lovely producer, James Willems.
Yeah, it actually is because it's a members only video.
It's a members only video. So you got to be a Funhouse member.
It's a fair amount of effort goes into
making those videos.
Open house videos. And not that many people see them because, just the difference, whatever. Everyone, I hope you will like it, though, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And those come out every first Tuesday of the month for our Funhouse Plus members. And we're working also on offering more content, on a weekly basis to our channel. I know there's another series that's going to start coming out the second Tuesday of every month. So be on the lookout for that. Basically, we just want to offer more perks to, the people who are paying those memberships.
And just have a few funny one-off things that are one-off videos.
Latter half of the month is, something that's a little more unique. Like the John and Lindsay cook-off video, that's a membership video that's going to come out later, but it's going to have a little bit more work go into it because it's like a cook-off. So there's going to be a little bit more editing. But I'm also curious. So if you want to have, if you have suggestions or opinions or thoughts on stuff that you'd want to see as a member, as a Funhouse member, what would make me want to pay a little bit more or make me want to pay at all? Because all of our content's free except for the few things that we offer as perks. And if you're like, man, I would really love to see this, I would pay for that. Let us know. I'm curious. Right?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
It was just you,
long-winded.
You gave a very good, succinct explanation for that.
Was it succinct? The last thing that I wanted to talk about today or touch on, really, so I want to talk about RTX a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So RTX is coming up. It's July 7th through the 9th. And
in Austin, Texas.
And John Smith created a really funny, cute little promo video that we want to show you right now to give you the quick deets, and then we can go over a little bit more in detail. So
cool.
Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
I haven't seen this.
You smell that? That's the smell of RTX. What's RTX? It's simple. Rooster Teeth IRL. From July 7th through July 9th, we're pitching our tent at the Austin Convention Center for 3 days of not-so-conventional fun.
This year, RTX is all about the experience.
How about a couple rounds of Achievement Hunter mini golf? Recreate your favorite Funhouse moments in the Funhouse Videodrome.
Or visit the F-Face Museum, where there will be things.
We got three words for you. Rybuck Money Tornado. All Ruby fans will be put in their own area and will not be permitted to leave. A comedy night, where some of your favorite internet personalities will try their hand at stand-up. You better laugh.
So pack your bags, campers, before it's too late.
Go to rtxaustin.com to get your badges now. Come and receive the full Rooster Teeth experience.
Did that get you hype for
RTX? Rybuck's money tornado?
Rybuck's money tornado.
All right, that's all I need to fucking hear, goddammit.
We
that's
are
awesome.
Filling
make people billionaires.
We are filling a big wind tornado machine with thousands upon thousands, actual amount TBD of Rybuck's. And we're going to let people go in and catch Rybuck's. And I think the plan is that there's going to be prizes that people can win for getting a certain amount of Rybuck's. And maybe some of the Rybuck's might have special things on them. So that's like an extra special prize.
There was a big, you know, as everyone knows, the Rybuck economy dipped a little bit recently, you know, so they're not worth a ton right now. But if you hold on to those.
Yeah, to the moon.
It's gone to the moon. God damn it.
I had to go back and look at that video for so many Rybuck's references when I was designing the Rybuck for printing to put in the actual machine of the future of currency. And yeah, at one point you go, Rybuck's to the moon on your the new cryptocurrency on the Rynance app.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many layers to that, you guys. But it was very funny and fun to go back and kind of just relive that moment from a year and a half ago. Pretty much a year and a half ago, yeah. So here's some more details about RTX. RTX, it's in Austin from July 7th through the 9th. This year's RTX will be very different with more to do, more to see, and more to explore. They're calling, you know, it the campgrounds, the RTX campgrounds. We'll have a ton of on-the-show floor activities, like the Rybuck's Money Tornado, the Funhouse Videodrome.
Videodrome.
Yeah,
we got David Cronenberg involved.
It's like a video booth, so I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but I think you're going to be able to go in and, like, make little videos, and it's going to kind of look like our set.
Fuck yeah.
It might be like a green screen, so that should be pretty cool as well. But yeah, all the activities from our channels, from the channels and shows at Rooster Teeth, exclusive new content, and lots of events and shows to attend, like comedy night. Don't know what that entails yet, but I think we were heavily involved last year, so I think we hope to be heavily involved this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. I like going to RTX because I feel like it's cool to meet everybody who watches this stuff and people who are just excited and have that energy at a convention.
I have a fucking blast every time I'm going. It's been, it's
I love seeing you from the distance on the show floor, seeing you kind of stomp around. I see you going somewhere with purpose and usually a Bud Light in your hand.
Oh, yeah. I like that you can drink there. That's cool.
Yeah, me too.
Fun panels.
Fun, cool panels. We're going to have another Funhouse panel for sure. And those are always, I think, a unique experience. I'm just excited that we get to go in person again.
Yeah, come talk to us. If you just see me wandering around like a deer in headlights, and come hang out and talk to me.
Come talk to Ryan. He wants to be talked to.
I'm lonely.
One more thing that we want to have over there at RTX is the opportunity for you to meet Minch. So maybe Minch will show up.
That motherfucker's coming? Oh, God, hide me.
Maybe.
All right.
Hide Ryan, but also find Ryan.
Find me. But
come talk to Ryan.
If you see Minch, run.
But yeah, so if you want to get your badges, they're on sale now at rtxaustin.com. So you can get your tickets. We're going to be there. And Rick will be there.
I'll be there.
Nice.
Lindsay, show real quick. Show everyone your beautiful henna tattoo.
Oh, my henna tattoo that I did at the Ren Fair.
Ren Fair.
It got all smudged. But, you know, I like getting it. I think henna is so beautiful. So I love to get a little henna. It's cool how it works.
You know, unpopular opinion, I don't think it's beautiful. Not that yours is not, but...
but, my face.
I'm always like, it's just, you know, it's just, it's like what...
He goes, actually, that's fucking disgusting. Get it away from me.
You know how there's like the brown markers that people do before they get tattoos? You know what I mean?
Kind of it's always, purple.
The purple stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought it was brown. Whatever. Kind of reminds me of that.
And it's purple, and it's usually like, it's transfer ink.
Oh, okay. Anyway, moving on. What else did you have planned for us,
Lindsay?
I like
that you asked me to show it, and then you and then you insulted it.
I was insulting the practice itself, not the not yours specifically.
Yeah, we did talk about this, because yesterday I go, Ryan, are you going to get henna? He goes, fuck no. I was like, okay. I know you would never get a tattoo, but you did say that you think tattoos are cool.
Yeah, no, tattoos are cool. Just not on me.
Not on you. Your body is a temple.
My body's a temple, and I would saw off my arm when I got bored of it. You know, I'm tired of looking at that. I don't need that arm anymore.
That's all the time we have today. So, if you're interested in Rooster Teeth Expo in Austin, July 7th through 9th, go to rtxaustin.com to get your badges. And then, don't forget about all that cool shit I told you that's happening this month. And join us next time for more Funhouse Podcast.
And join us next time for a real Simpin' for Survivor section.
We don't have that video.
It's going to be awesome. Next week's podcast.
Next week's podcast. See you next time.